This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukraine's state electricity operator Saturday announced blackouts in Kyiv and seven other regions of the country in the aftermath of Russia's devastating strikes on energy infrastructure. The move comes as Russian forces continue to pound Ukrainian cities and villages with missiles and drones, inflicting damage on power plants, water supplies, and other civilian targets in a grinding war that is nearing its nine-month mark. Russia has denied that the drones it uses in Ukraine came from Iran, but the Islamic Republic foreign minister on Saturday, for the first time, acknowledged supplying Moscow with a limited number of drones before the invasion. Claimed, however, that Tehran did not know if its drones were used against Ukraine and stated Iran's commitment to stopping the conflict. New violence in Somalia linked to al-Shabaab. We get more from VOA's Marissa Melton.
Suicide bomber targeted a military training facility Saturday evening in the southern part of Somalia's capital, Mogadishu, killing or wounding several people. Security officials told VOA the attack took place near a military camp and that military recruits were among the dead. Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility for the attack. The group said its suicide bomber killed 100 soldiers. Local media said about 15 people were killed. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
North Korea added to its recent barrage of weapon demonstrations by launching four ballistic missiles into the sea Saturday as the United States sent two supersonic bombers streaking over South Korea in a dueling display of military might that underscored rising tensions in the region. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said that the four short-range missiles fired from a North Korean western coastal area around noon flew about 130 kilometers toward the country's western sea. This is VOA News. Twitter is launching an eight-month subscription to get the blue verification check mark that many people covet. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
The media company that Elon Musk just bought and is overhauling launched a subscription service for $8 a month on Saturday that includes a blue check mark now given to verified accounts. Twitter says users who sign up now can receive the blue check mark next to their names, just like the celebrities, companies, and politicians. This comes a day after the company laid off about half its staff of 7,500 to cut costs. Twitter co-founder Jack Dorsey is taking blame for the widespread job losses, saying, "I own the responsibility for why everyone is in this situation. I grew the company size too quickly. I apologize for that." Julie Walker, New York.
Egypt is the host of the year's COP27, the Global Climate Change Summit in Egypt, and planning to keep a tight rein on protest. AP correspondent Karen Shamas has more details.
Resort town of Sharm el-Sheikh may seem like a picturesque location for this year's COP27 climate summit. However, behind the postcard perfect appearance, Egyptian authorities have created a tightly controlled fortress. Climate activists are saying the restrictions will limit their ability to protest and raise awareness of their cause. In a country where protests are virtually banned, the government has set up a specific venue for climate protests. However, no one is quite sure where it is. Notifications are required 36 hours in advance. This year's summit is likely to be a sharp contrast to COP26 last year in Glasgow, Scotland, where some 100,000 people marched through the streets in one of many rallies. I'm Karen Chanas.
The United Kingdom will have another reason to celebrate the coronation of King Charles III. The government has now declared a special public holiday to mark the occasion. The holiday will be on Monday, May 8th, capping a three-day weekend that will begin with the coronation. Coronation of Charles's late mother, Queen Elizabeth II, was also marked with a bank holiday in Britain. The new Prime Minister Rishi Sunak said the coronation of a new monarch is a unique moment for the country. In recognition of the historic occasion, he says he's pleased to announce an additional bank holiday. Charles will be crowned on May 6th at Westminster Abbey in London. More at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.